With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden has clinched the Democratic presidential nomination with decisive victories in Georgia and Mississippi on Tuesday. He overcame concerns about his leadership from within his own party as the 2024 presidential contest shifts to a general election rematch that many voters do not want. Donald Trump also won Georgia and Mississippi and was on pace to secure his party's nomination. The Republican former president, a defendant in four felony cases, was just shy of the threshold needed to clinch the GOP nomination, with votes still being collected across Georgia, Washington State, and Hawaii. Overall, Tuesday marks a crystallizing moment for the nation uneasy with its choices in 2024. Former President Trump campaigns on behalf of GOP Senate candidate Bernie Moreno on Saturday ahead of the state's GOP primary next week, Bob Agnew reports.
The former president will appear with his favorite GOP contender at a rally sponsored by the Buckeye Values PAC. Moreno got Trump's endorsement in December, and he also enjoys the support of GOP Senator J.D. Vance and Congressman Jim Jordan. Republicans are hoping to flip the Democrat-held seat of Ohio Democrat Sherrod Brown in November. Bob Agnew reporting.
Special Counsel Robert Hur says politics played no part in his investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents. Hur says his report had to be as thorough as possible.
The Attorney General had appointed me to investigate the actions of the Attorney General's boss, the sitting President of the United States. I knew that for my decision to be credible, I could not simply announce that I recommended no criminal charges and leave it at that. I needed to explain why.
Hur stands by his reporting, questioning Biden's age and mental competence. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 235. This is SRN News. West Virginia lawmakers failed to pass several social issue bills.
West Virginia's House of Delegates passed a bill to make schools, public libraries, and museums criminally liable for distributing or displaying obscene materials to children. But the Senate never took up that bill or another one that would have restricted health care for transgender adolescents. Meanwhile, West Virginia's Senate passed a bill that would have made a pro-life video on fetal development required viewing in public schools. But that measure failed to advance in the House. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Worshippers in Spain led a religious procession through downtown Barcelona celebrating the appearance of long-awaited rain. The Catholic ceremony took place after 9 days of praying for relief from a severe drought. About 100 people took part in that ceremony, which featured a large image of Jesus on the cross. Officials declared a drought emergency with reservoirs at historic lows. This is SRN News. A group of Democrat donors have amassed a fund of $239 million aimed at protecting seven Democrat-held Senate seats Republicans are hoping to flip in November.
Control of the Senate will likely rest on the outcomes in seven states currently held by Democrats or those who vote with them in the upper chamber. Nearly half the money raised by the Senate Majority PAC is earmarked for sitting Democrats in the pro-Trump states of Ohio and Montana. Republican wins in just two of the seven races would reverse the Democrats' paper-thin 51-49 majority. Bob Agnew reporting.
An electronic system for filing returns directly to the IRS is now available for taxpayers from 12 selected states. Direct File's a free onload tool. Taxpayers in the 12 states who have very simple W-2s and claim a standard deduction may be eligible to use it. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.